This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
H. Righthouse, not guilty. As to the second count of the information, Richard McGinnis, we the jury find the defendant, Kyle H. Righthouse, not guilty. As to the third count of the information, unknown male, we the jury find the defendant, Kyle H. Righthouse, not guilty. As to the fourth count of the information, Anthony Huber, we the jury find the defendant, Kyle H. Righthouse, not guilty. As to the fifth count of the information, Gage Grosskreutz, we the jury find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
Lots of reaction over the weekend to the not guilty verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial that wrapped up late on Friday. Here's what the Prez had to say. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for hopping on board as we kick off another week here on Thanksgiving week. The verdict in Kenosha will leave many Americans feeling angry and concerned, myself included. We must acknowledge that the jury has spoken. I ran on a promise to bring Americans together because I believe that what unites us is far greater than what divides us. I know we're not going to heal our country's wounds overnight, but I remain steadfast in my commitment to do everything in my power to ensure that every American is treated equally with fairness and dignity under the law. I urge everyone to express their views peacefully, consistent with the rule of law. Violence and destruction of property have no place in our democracy. The White House and federal authorities have been in contact with Governor Evers' office to prepare for any outcome in this case, and I have spoken with the governor this afternoon and offered support and any assistance needed. The President, Joe Biden, released that statement. There was no horrible reaction to this on the streets. There was no rioting and screaming and signs flicked in directions on all sides of this whatsoever. Republican Congressman Brian Steele said that from Wisconsin that I encourage our community to be calm and express their views lawfully and peacefully. And that is what happened in this case. And there certainly was outrage on many sides of this. And there was, support as well, saying, listen, the jury has spoken. He was acquitted. They looked at the video, self-defense, etc. He was enrolled at Arizona State University prior to the trial. His mother is concerned for his safety, saying, you know, he just wants to go back to school for now, play with his dog, be a normal kid, and that he has remorse, because that was one of the things that some people said, that where's the remorse? And she says he had serious remorse for this, but you had people reacting and saying that they didn't look at the facts. And then you had other people saying the facts are, look at what happened in the video. All the way around, this is a crap sandwich. It's terrible. It's terrible for the families of the two that were killed, and it's certainly the guy that was injured that we heard from. And imagine, I just think what was going through his mother's head. This is what comes back to me again and again in dropping him off in that situation. I mean, he did have a connection to Kenosha, but he did not live per se in Kenosha. And that's the thing, dropping him off. Wow. I wonder if she could have taken that back, if she would have taken that back. So this was a very, very long 2 weeks, but no rioting whatsoever in Kenosha. In Waukesha, Wisconsin, something terrible happened. And what fueled that? This was a suburb outside of Milwaukee. To have somebody in an SUV plow through a Christmas parade filled mostly with marching bands and young kids and their parents, killing people, injuring others. It's a state of confusion. It has been a state of confusion. Now it's really about processing the evidence and cleaning up the street. but it just leaves you feeling empty when this is that time of year that it is about being thankful. It is about being with your family. It is about getting through the constant push of what is pulsating in our lives, whether it's pandemic, propaganda all the way around on all sides of it. It's always on all sides. It's all-encompassing, right? It's the vaxxers against the anti-vaxxers, the maskers against the non-maskers. We're seeing this in Europe. It's insane, the protests there. But they're in some of the countries being forced to be vaccinated because there's some mandates coming down the pike where there is no. It doesn't matter about testing. It's not about that. It's that you have to get vaccinated. So there's going to be a lot of unrest that continues in Europe. In Waukesha, you had a red SUV that plowed into this Christmas parade. Like I said, multiple deaths, dozens injured, children certainly targeted. It was on live stream video because this was like probably a suburb that you live in where it's just about Santa. It's just about the excitement of Christmas. You know, more than five people plus dead, 40 injured. The numbers keep changing. And you have the Children's Wisconsin Hospital that said it had 15 patients right after and no fatalities. You had the Waukesha mayor, Sean Riley, saying this is a horrible and senseless act. I concur. What can you say about that? I mean, those are the words to use. It happened at about 4:30-ish when the SUV broke through a parade barrier and headed west on their main street and hit 20 different people. Some were kids. And, of course, there were fatalities as a result of that. And you see the little coats. I mean, you'd have to be like have ice in your veins not to have any reaction to seeing the little coats and shoes in the streets and realize, you know, what happened there. And there was no warning, of course, of this. It just happened. It all of a sudden, it came out of nowhere almost and slammed into this, you know, slammed into the group that happened to be on the parade route at that time and then the people that were watching alongside of it and, you know, on the sidewalks, etc. And people described it as they were walking between buildings and they saw an SUV crossover just gun it full speed along the parade route and then a loud bang and cries and screams and people running away or crying and people on the ground. And it just, in an instant, happened so fast. It just, an awful thing that was right there on city footage that was taken a little bit from a distance, but you can see the speed of the SUV and how easily, of course, it can plow through the barricade that you know, that was there. So there are people that ended up just missing it and people that ended up getting hit. Again, a rough way to end a weekend for, I think, too many kids and too many parents. So that's for certain. For certain, rather. Stay with us.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, it's Kate Delaney. We have breaking news from Facebook's founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Listen to what Mark has to say.
It is time for us to adopt a new company brand to encompass everything that we do, to reflect who we are and what we hope to build. I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same, still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people.
Meta builds technologies that help people find communities, connect, and grow businesses. Remember when Facebook launched in 2004, it changed the way people connect. Apps were created like Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Now Meta is moving beyond 2D screens toward immersive experiences like augmented and virtual reality to help build the next evolution in social technology. To unlock more opportunities, go to Meta.com.
Taking the whole week off, but definitely a huge travel week. The TSA is seeing a lot of numbers up. In a way, that's a good thing, right? Because that means people are traveling to, in some cases, go and see family. Maybe it's family that they haven't seen in a long time. I am going to Florida to spend time with my family, so I'm excited about that. I haven't seen them in a while, and that's going to be a quick plane flight, hopefully. Fingers crossed. I know the airport will be nutty, but that's what you expect when you travel this time of year. But I know also, like I said, that the numbers are high of people that are out there traveling. So the good news, bad news thing is if you're doing that, you know that you're going to encounter lots and lots of potentially, you know, backups, whether you are traveling and it's on the road or whether you're traveling in the air or whatever. I mean, that's life though, right? If that's what we have to deal with, then that's that, especially based on some of the things that I just said as we kicked off this hour of the show, that's okay. I will take it. Although I wouldn't like to have been one of these people. First, let me give you the number of the TSA screenings. The U.S. Transportation Security Administration, so officially the data, 2.24 million airline passengers Friday, the highest number they had seen since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. It's a milestone. It's a high checkpoint volume. By the way, their vaccine rate, because it was the requirement, is over 90%. They don't expect there's going to be any problems. That they don't have enough people to TSA agents for people going through, no matter where they're going through. Delta is saying they expect that about 5.6 million passengers from Friday through the 30th will go. That's a 300% increase over 2020's 2.2 million passengers for that same period, but still well below the 6.3 that had traveled for the same holiday period in 2019. United, they're anticipating, based on their tickets, 4.5 million passengers during the Thanksgiving Day travel period, about 88% of the 2019 volume. So, wow, that's pretty good for them. That's even a little bit higher. Okay, so here's what happened at the Atlanta airport. There was an accidental discharge of a passenger's weapon. He was going through the security area, one of the checkpoints, at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. It's a huge airport. And there was a little bit of a panic on Saturday afternoon. There's a brief halt, maybe 2 hours or so, over a very busy, as I mentioned, travel period. And while he was going through the X-ray screening at the security point, it was flagged for a secondary search. You know how they pull your bag out? So it was flagged for a secondary search. During the secondary search, the passenger lunged into his property, his bag. He grabbed the gun that was inside, and it discharged. He then fled the security checkpoint through an exit lane with the gun. Can you imagine seeing that? Because you don't know what's happening, right? And it's fortunate it went off when nobody was there, nobody was seriously injured. Three people did suffer non-life-threatening injuries because of the scrambling around, but they weren't shot. It was just during that whole evacuation because people immediately started scrambling. People were running away from the airport, all of that. And it was this 42-year-old Kenny Wells, because, of course, they had his information. And it, you know, was it that he didn't think that he had it in there? Did he think he could get it through? I mean, who knows what the reason was that happened. But the discharging is it creates a loud noise and, of course, a sense of chaos. And some people that were far behind in the crowd thought, well, somebody's running to get to a plane. And so it took 2 years. A ground stop was called at the airport for departing flights. And again, was it just this weird accidental thing and then the panic because the gun was there? I mean, you know, who knows? But a scary situation if you were close to that, that's for sure. And because so many people happened to be there at that critical juncture, that you could see it. You could see that there were people even that were on the tarmac beneath the plane because it was stopped, because they were stopping the flight. So they, you know, the word starts to spread. It creates a little bit of that panic and nobody knows what's happening. Hey, the plane, you're not getting on the plane right now. We can't tell you why. Great. Is this how we travel now? I mean, because you weren't there. Like if you were, again, walking up the staircase, which was the case actually for some of those planes, if you were jumping on one of the buses to take you to another place, that would have happened to you and you would have been, I mean, simply, you know, stuck trying to figure out what is it that's going on, because you don't have a good sense of what's happening because you're too far away from wherever that incident was, whatever the checkpoint was. So you're missing how that actually is unfolding, right? I mean, that's the thing that happens. I got to tell you this. If you have a used car and it's in decent shape, you know, people are desperate to get some of these used cars. And it might be, it's funny, you know, when you advertise a used car and it used to be, you know, somebody wanted to, they were just tire kickers that came to kick the tires and ask you questions about the car. But now you know, it's just like if you're in the right field when it comes to employment, the world is your oyster. So that used car that's pretty decent shape could be worth some serious bucks. I mean, people are desperate to get used cars, and there just aren't enough to get the cars. So rental car companies, for the first time, have become major buyers of used cars at auctions instead of big sellers. They can't get enough new cars. They're desperate to fill the fleets that they have because, you know, they have demand, a little bit more demand now. Dealers are pulling in the supplies to keep their parking lots full. You can't go to a car dealership and there's no cars there. Can I see what's on your used lot? Oh, I'm sorry. The last one just drove off. We don't have any more, right? I mean, even Ford CFO John Lawler warned that supply constraints could continue into 2022, saying we're going to be dealing with supply chain issues for a while. So car prices could rise even further through the end of the year. So you're going to have to pay a higher sticker price for a used car. And used cars became, I mean, it depends, I guess, on your point of view, but used cars are popular in many, many cases. You know, that whole thing where it's doesn't have that many miles on it, that's the model you want. I mean, for whatever reason, it's enough that it's not going to break the bank and you can afford it. Somebody in the family's getting a car, whatever it is. It's very tough, especially for that age where they're flipping into driving age and they've saved up their pennies. I mean, seriously, I have a couple of friends who have kids this age where they were saving up money to get a car and working through summers and everything else, and were so proud of themselves, but can't find a used car because there just aren't any used cars around because they're all being pulled out of the market. All right, and finally, mic drop. Oh, please don't tell me you fall into this crowd. There was a new study that showed no place is sacred when it comes to the addiction of using cell phones at weddings, funerals, and on the toilet. A stunning survey reveals 40% of adults check their cell phone immediately after making love to their partner. What? Mic drop. Hey, honey, that was nice. Let me see what's happening with the game. I got my cell phone right here. The guys are texting me. What? Yes, it is a staggering number, right? 9 in 10 people use their cell phones while walking on the sidewalk. We know that because they bump into you. 73% do it walking their dog. I never, ever do that. 42% admit to staring at their phones while crossing the street. A third use a smartphone while biking or skating. Great. Distracted skating. That's exactly what I need. And 95% of Americans admit to checking their phone while using the John. Yikes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It began like something out of a real-life Christmas story, but it ended in tragedy, as in Waukesha, Wisconsin, an SUV plowed into a Christmas parade. Waukesha Police Chief Daniel Thompson says,
"We do have a person of interest in custody at the moment, but this is still a very fluid investigation."
Police say at least 12 children are among the dozens injured. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says Senator Joe Manchin is making strides on the issue
have paid leave in the Build Back Better bill. During an interview on CBS's Face the Nation, the New York Democrat said she's optimistic they can find some common ground as the Senate prepares to take up the social spending bill after the Thanksgiving break. University of Florida giving Coach Dan Mullen the boot after a losing streak, let go in the middle of his fourth season after the Gators lost four of their last five games. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Go get boosted. Those are the three words Dr. Anthony Fauci was saying over and over again on the Sunday news programs, including on ABC's This Week, saying after final approval of COVID booster shots for everyone 18 and older, people need to go get boosted. Fauci noting that the data became very clear on the effectiveness of boosters for all adults. The NIH veteran also saying data and science will continue to guide recommendations from top health officials. A top White House economist is insisting President Biden's policy agenda will not make inflation worse. On Fox News Sunday, Brian Deese said Biden's sweeping social spending bill will actually lower costs. The roughly $2 trillion measure clearing the House, but facing an uncertain future in the tightly divided Senate. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com, and this is USA Radio News.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
We go to my favorite place on earth, that would be Ireland, to speak with Charlie Swords. She has written a very, very crucial book, I think, at the time that we're in right now when it comes to work and people, etc. Her book is called Dare to Be a Revolutionary Leader. People are the solution. Change your leadership culture. Oh, boy. I can't tell you how many people in the C-suite or even people that are younger coming up the ladder, I have heard them say they're overwhelmed, they're exhausted, and they have no idea how to implement what's happening at their companies, I'm sad to say. So Charlie can help us. Charlie, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate, for inviting me to join you, and I'm delighted to be here.
So let's talk about your career path first, because you have all this expertise that you were able to pour into the book. Tell the listeners about your background and what led you to your aha here about people.
Okay, thank you, Kate. Well, I started my career over 40 years ago, and in Bank of Ireland Group, I went in straight from school, as was the case then. And as I worked up through the ranks, and the higher I got in the management level, and the more I got involved in strategic planning and decision making, the more I got a little bit disconcerted with the decision-making process and some of the ethics. And what I found was that some of the policies and the procedures that related to people were for the press and they were for print and they were for publication. But when it came to applying them to the people in the organization, I felt they fell way short. So the disillusionment set in. So during that time, I also set up some social initiatives, and I got a taste for the business life outside of the banking environment. And so after some consideration, I decided that I would leave. I just felt I didn't fit in the organization, and I didn't want the institution as I saw it to define me. And so I decided I would be true to my values, and I left. Now, that was a huge decision because I had a mortgage, etc. But, you know, I had to be true to myself, and that's one of the key messages in my book. But when I left, I set up my own consultancy business, which is still functioning today, thank goodness. And I chose to work in the developing world. There was a lot happening there. The Iron Curtain had fallen, and an awful lot of the former socialist countries were trying to align themselves with international best practices, etc. And I thought, you know, I'm going to lend a hand because it was just important to me and to give people a chance. So I've spent over 24 years now working in over 26 countries on multiple projects in a number of countries. And what I noticed, because I work predominantly with the management, the leadership, the executive teams, and also with the boards of directors, and what I've noticed at all times is that when it comes to discussing their people are almost the forgotten element of their business thinking. So what I found is that all leaders and all managers, they achieve their results through their people. But their people are not front and center in their decision-making process. And so I thought about it and I thought, you know, I'm learning hugely as I go through life, go through my work. I love working with people. And the feedback in the training rooms and in the workshops and in the boardrooms, it was phenomenal in that when I raised the people question, it caused people to stop and think. And I thought, gosh, I can't find it anywhere in a book anywhere to share with them, so perhaps I need to do this. Now, I had my own legacy when I left the bank. I knew what I wanted to do. And I realized I have a voice based on my experience and I want to use it. So I wrote the book as my fresh perspective on leadership, and I really would like to change other people's perspectives. And I think the book is very timely because we're now in a post-pandemic situation, and I do think there's going to be a leadership crisis, the likes of which we've never seen before. I do believe there's a lot to be learned from the original and the traditional leadership models, but I think we need to take the best out of those, and I think we need to just, you know, get a bit more courageous, and we need to step forward, and we need to change things, because the leadership models that got us to here, I don't believe are the ones to get us out of the situation.
Yeah, so it's interesting. We talked off the air and diving into the book. Again, daring to be a revolutionary leader is what we're talking about. I mean, it's wonderful that that's the name, the title of the book, Dare to Be a Revolutionary Leader, which you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. You parceled this down into three sections. You talk about the person, the person, the person. You know, you talk about the employees. You talk about the results. It's so interesting because that's the reverse order of how we've always heard it. It's about the results. Get the results. And then, yeah, fine, great. Let's pat on the back and let's, you know, maybe go away for a retreat. So you've reversed that, which I think is brilliant. Tell us about the book.
The book is structured in three parts. And I've done my fair share of strategic planning when I was in the bank and since. And you're absolutely right. The bottom line is the starting point. And I believe you leave the figures alone. They will be achieved if you put your focus on the right thing. And for me, the right thing is the people. I'm really passionate about empowering people because those results will not be achieved without the employees in an organization. And therefore, they need to be front and center. And so the first part of the book then for leaders is yourself. So I'm guiding all leaders, whether you're in an existing leadership role or whether you plan to go into one, to really look at yourself. And the question I ask all my mentoring clients and I would ask in the book is, who do you want to be in the world? It's not what job do you want or what title do you want. They're completely irrelevant. It's who do you want to be in the world? How do you want to be remembered? And what legacy do you want to leave? And as a leader, they're the most important questions I think you need to answer. So the self part of the book is about doing the inner work and taking the time to look at yourself. So I have guided exercises and thought processes and the techniques there to help you go back and define who you really are, what are your core values, what are your intrinsic motivators, and do you embody all of these in how you deal with people? And so I take you through all of the characteristics, the skills, etc. And then when you master, and the whole point of this section of the book is that you master your self-leadership, because I truly believe, and I have seen it worldwide, that you can't effectively lead other people unless you can lead yourself. And that's why I'm starting with the self. Then I take the reader through to the section on your employees. So when you've mastered your self-leadership, you then start looking at, so how can I bring out the very best in my employees? How can I develop them, support them to master their self-leadership and to be the very best that they can be? And we work through all of the processes there, your communication skills, the art of delegation, how to give and receive feedback, not in a critical way, but in a developmental way, etc. And then for me, when you have yourself developed, when you have your employees developed, your results will actually be more than achieved. And in this part of the book, the results part, I only focus on two specific areas. It's not to say the others are unimportant, they are, but these for me are the business critical areas of strategy and the customer experience. And we all know worldwide that the single biggest difficulty with strategy in organizations is the difficulty in implementing it. And what I've noticed in all the organizations that I've worked in, well, it's implemented by your people. So if your people are not front and center, if they've not been included in the decision-making process and in the planning, it's very difficult to just say to them, well, you know, this is the diktat, this is what we're going to do, this is what you have to do. I know no adult likes to be told what to do. And that's part of the reason of bringing in this book, that we don't tell people, we stop dictating and that we start including them. The people on the front line, the people at all levels in an organization, they know what's happening and they know more than the leaders what the customer's perspective is. And I also do a lot of work in the medical sector and it's crippled right now. But, you know, when I work with medical healthcare sector employees and with business employees and business organizations, the one thing I say to them when we go through the process of leadership is, before you ever make a decision, please consider, in the medical sector, there is a patient at the end of this thought process. So whatever you do, put that patient front and center, because there's a consequence for all action and all inaction, whatever decision you make. And the same for business organizations, there is a customer at the end of every decision that's made. And in all sectors, there's a huge question of trust. So the strategy in all organizations is achieved by your people. And then when you look at that as well, and you look at the whole customer experience, they have to be, that they are the second most important resource for any leader, are your customers, medical sector, your patients, your clients, your service users. And therefore, I have just zoned in on those in the book, as these are the two primary result areas you need to focus on. The financials will absolutely flow. The technology will always be there. But my concern is that, you know, humanity are being compromised with the level of technology development and the speed by which we're focusing on that, and people can't keep up. So we just have to take our foot off that pedal and we have to focus on people. And that's how the book is structured.
So true. We are out of time. You said it all. This is a tremendous book. Dare to be a revolutionary leader. People are the solution. Change your leadership culture. Charlie Swords, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, it's Kate Delaney. We have breaking news from Facebook's founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Listen to what Mark has to say.
It is time for us to adopt a new company brand to encompass everything that we do, to reflect who we are and what we hope to build. I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same, still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people.
Meta builds technologies that help people find communities, connect, and grow businesses. Remember when Facebook launched in 2004, it changed the way people connect. Apps were created like Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Now Meta is moving beyond 2D screens toward immersive experiences like augmented and virtual reality to help build the next evolution in social technology. To unlock more opportunities, go to meta.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anthony Toomer is such an interesting man. I can't wait to introduce you to him. He's written a book that's three books in one, A Poetic Spanking, Say His Name, Loving You, Can You Feel Me Now? And we talked off the air, and boy, I think I had two pages of notes. And then immediately, he doesn't know this, but I got his book and I sent it to one of my friends and said, you need to read this book. And I love the way he broke it down and even the title of the book. So, Anthony, thanks so much for coming on.
Yes, no problem. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about why you wrote this the way you did and why you call it the name you call it, A Poetic Spanking, and then breaking it down into the three books in one.
Well, like I said, when we spoke, the purpose of this book is to wake up and shake up America, and like I said, and hopefully the world, to God's end game, to love in relationships, and social injustices and ills in society. So again, this is actually three books in one that serve up a literary tongue lashing, hence the title, A Poetic Spanking.
So let's talk about the first book, Say His Name.
Okay.
And Say His Name initially would maybe make you think of something else, but George Floyd certainly is where we really, really heard that a lot.
Right.
What do you want people to take away from Say His Name, and what do you have in that segment of the book that you can share with us?
Okay, well, the book is basically telling you about God and what he expects from his children. and we are his children. It also tells you about what you have to do in life to be rewarded with everlasting life. Because basically, that's why Jesus came, to forgive our sins and to get us to see way back in time, back in his day, you had to do burnt offerings and stuff like that. And because Jesus came, we no longer have to do that. All we have to do is pray, praise God, and honor him. And, of course, live a righteous life and care about your fellow man. You know, they have a saying that was in a movie that everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. But we're all going to die. And people have to think about the afterlife, which they don't. Some don't.
Yeah. And so you're hoping that through your words, through your verses, that people will have their eyes opened.
Yes. They will come to an understanding of what we are really here for. Because this is not our expected life. Our expected life is actually when we leave here.
Yeah, boy, isn't that, that's the truth, isn't it? So,
yes.
Loving you, specifically loving you, what's in loving you?
Loving you, that's a quick one. It discusses the ups and downs of love, love lost, love found, and love rescued. You know, because love goes both ways. It's a beautiful thing in the beginning, and it can go that way. Or it can go another way, and sometimes love hurts, and people have to be prepared for that and be aware of that.
Boy, isn't that true. Sometimes love hurts. Of everything that you've written, do you have a favorite poem or saying or verse?
Yes. For each book I've picked out, I'm going to tell you the truth. I love all of them. because they all have a story of their own. But I did pick out a couple that, you know, I thought would interest you and the readers.
Let's hear them. That would be a delight if you would do that for us, Anthony.
Okay. The first one, so I'm going to go book by book. The first one from Say His Name is called The Holy Word. Okay, here we go. The Holy Word. Mouth is dry. I should brush some water. I rewrite the Lord's words, which are already written. I release them to you from their biblical prison. Now, it's your job to fully understand the message, to open your mind and soul to receive all his blessings. Now, I'm just scratching the surface. The Holy Bible will take you deeper. It chronicles our Savior's entire life, for Jesus was the ultimate teacher. Now, but he continues to still be the shepherd of the flock and the eyes to make you see. He is also the ears that you need to listen and hear the good news that he brings, that his presence is still here. Yea, though he died on the cross, he did that for me and you. The good news, your life is now covered to the end. The next move is now up to you. The next move could be your last, because no one is promised tomorrow. The wrong move will make you a loser and condemn you to the pit of sorrow. So make your next move today. It's never too late to be born again and bypass that life of condemnation for an everlasting life with God instead.
Lovely, beautiful, so well done. Tell us about the next one.
Okay, the next one I have is from the second book, Loving You. and it's entitled The Best Love. Love is something you share. Don't know how we find it, but it always seems to be there. When love is in the air, it's also in your heart. And when you feel its special warmth, you hope it never departs. When love is new, it's a very beautiful thing. It makes you feel so full of life, then it makes your heart sing. True love will have you singing too, and walking in the rain. It will make you buy that special ring, so you can stake your claim. So now that you have conquered the world, and the mighty quest for love, it feels like a little gift from heaven, straight from the man above. So always be true to your love, and remember to keep it sweet. Cherish it when times get rough, and its happiness you will keep.
Nice. It's happiness you will keep. Boy, isn't that true. And especially you think of love and then the power of love, right?
Yes, yes, yes. And it's something that once you have it, you don't want to let it go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you feel me now? So give us something from that.
Okay. I don't know if we have time for three. I have three, but they're quick. The first one I'm going to read is called America. America, America, land of the free. The greatest lie ever sold, sold to you, sold to me. Why couldn't you just let us be? We had our own culture. We had our own country. Oh, say, can you see? Can you see? The mayhem and destruction you brought on me. You stole us from our African shores. Now you tell us, go back. We don't need you no more. Well, now that we're here, we're here to stay. This country was built on our backs. Now it's time to pay. Give us free, that African cried. America, where's your shame? Even God has tears in his eyes. Let my people go, is the cry in the land. This ain't America, no. This is American.
Wonderful. Anthony Toomer, it was a delight to meet you, and thank you so much for sharing.
And thank you again.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.